My name's Joe Voigt. Thank you so much for listening. I had a great weekend. Saturday was busy. I choose to here in Indianapolis, along with the volunteers for my church, to go and feed the homeless downtown. And that's always rewarding. And if you ever get the opportunity to do that, whether it's through the company you work for or a church group, or you just decide to go and do it, it's really, really rewarding. And it's changed my life. It's changed my outlook on life 100%. Also, Saturday night, I was able to go and hang out with my buddies from the local band, Chemo Blaze, here in Indy. Craig, Dave, Matt, Ryan, and Phoenix. Go check out their albums. They're on all major social media platforms like Spotify and or Apple Music or Google Play. Go check them out. Their albums are called 1 and 2. So some great music if you like rock. Go check them out. It's called Chemo Blaze, Chemoblaze. Sunday, a great day for me as well. Went to church and I sing in a local choir. It's just me. It's just me and the pastor and like seven women. So it's really fun for me. I enjoyed it immensely and really have a good time getting up there. And then today was my grandmother's birthday. So she's still alive, and I enjoyed spending some family time with my family and my niece and nephews and my sister and my mom. A really good time celebrating my grandmother's birthday. My brother, Ben, I love him. He's my editor, and he always pushes me to do better. So he gave me some ideas for my last podcast of what I need to do in the future. And he gave me an idea for today, and this is the second episode. Got a really good response from the first episode where I talked about the elements of why I listened to hip-hop and what started that when I was a kid. So he gave me the ideas for many episodes. This one is about, I'm a humble guy. My mom always taught me to be humble. And so having said that, I don't believe in tooting my own horn, but you kind of have to do that when you have a podcast. So I'm just going to give you a little bit about my background and my musical influences and what shaped me. And I hope you enjoy it. My experiences growing up was probably, for music-wise, I was in choir. And, of course, I listened to everything on the radio. But the big music experience for me is after listening to everything on the radio and what I liked and what I didn't like, but how I was able to apply it to my life was in middle school. And in sixth grade, I scored really high on the music test when I was in sixth grade. And I had the opportunity, and I decided to go into band. And I had the opportunity presented to me, and they said, Joe, do you want to... I chose to play the tenor saxophone. And they said, well, your score was so high, Joe, that you can go in the advanced band class, or you can stay in the beginner class. The cadet band is what they called it. And I decided that, despite of my scores, that I decided to go with a cadet band because I'd never played a tenor saxophone. And I grew up in Anderson, Indiana. At that time, there were three high schools. There was Anderson High School, Highland High School, and Madison Heights High School. and my family, I went to Anderson High, and my brother went to Madison Heights, and my sister went to Highland. So at that time in middle school, unlike now, you didn't have to choose when it came to arts and music. So I was living in the East Side Middle School area, so I chose to do choir and band, and I did really well in choir, but I had a fantastic band teacher by the name of Susan Finger, and I knew absolutely nothing about playing the tenor saxophone. She was a big confidence builder with positive reinforcement, but at the same time, she gave you excellence. So she demanded excellence from her students. And when you do that with middle schoolers, it really helps their self-esteem. So we played several concerts, and I was thinking about, which is kind of ironic now, Highland High School, their nickname was called the Scots. And I was thinking about, at that time, towards the end of my seventh grade year, pursuing playing the bagpipes, which is kind of ironic. And those are hard to play, really hard to play. However, I didn't get that opportunity, which is, looking back on it, is fine. I moved out of the school district and went to East Side Middle School, fed into Highland High School. I moved out of the school district at the end of that year and went to North Side Middle School. Both of these middle schools are now closed. So North Side, and it was the East Side Scots and the North Side Braves. I moved to North Side, and I started the band there in eighth grade. And I had Mrs. Marassa at the time, and she was outstanding as well. But the training I had with Mrs. Finger totally gave me a leg up on what I needed for music. And I was first chair automatically for the tenor saxophones and the North Side Band. And that was a fantastic experience. So eighth grade passes, and I feed into Anderson High School as a freshman. And I decide to do marching band. And marching band is a huge challenge because of the time you have to dedicate to that. And as a 15-year-old, when I look back on it, we would practice from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the hot asphalt, go home, and then we would practice from 6 to dusk. So when I was 15, I would ride my bike from my home to the high school to practice, and then ride my bike back. And then I would ride my bike from my home to the middle school, which was even farther, and then I would ride back when it was dark, which that blows my mind today. That just doesn't happen now. So my freshman year, we do the summer band tour, marching band tour, and we're in the top three. Every event we play, our main rival at that time was Jay County. And the trick, my band directors at that time were Donald Hoffman and Bill Deal. And Donald Hoffman handled the music, and he's a musical genius, and that's an understatement. Bill Deal handled marching layouts of where the people would go to form images on the field. And as a team, they couldn't be stopped. So we go around the tour of marching band, and we're in the top three the whole season, and we were track show is what the technical title is called, and we get down to march to State Fair, and we were the first one there, and we got there at 6 a.m. that morning, and we went in and marched, and we did well the first morning show. And then we had like a lunch break of like a, we had a layover at a local church for several hours until the night show. And my freshman year, they had Mr. Hoffman had a great music lineup, and what pushed us over the edge for that year is we had something nobody else had. So in the last final notes of the music program that we were doing, everybody faced the judges' stands and tilted their instruments up, held their notes, and while they held their notes, we had a contraption that was strapped to our instruments, and we pressed the button, and it was a camera flash. So it was a light bulb camera flash, and if you remember the old school Polaroid camera, it's like that kind of flash, and we hit that flash, and everybody did it at the same time on the final note, and we walked up, and we marched off the track there at the State Fair in Indianapolis, Indiana. And that experience when we got announced that we won the Indiana State Fair Band Championship was, as a freshman myself, was I really can't put it into words, except it was, outside of my kids being born at the time, it was one of the best experiences I ever had in my life. And it's one of the most amazing memories I have of my high school. So you've got that. And then the next year, what's even cooler is we have another strong program that summer. And So by that time, my sophomore year, we had a really strong program, and we were fortunate enough to repeat as State Fair champions. So we were back-to-back champions for 2 years in a row. And the coolest memory I have from the second championship is we were coming back in the school buses from downtown, the State Fair Indianapolis downtown, to Anderson, which is downtown Anderson. And this never, ever, ever happens in Anderson. And the city of Anderson is surrounded by railroad tracks, mostly. And we're driving home, and it's like 11 p.m. or midnight. And we have a police escort to take us, as soon as we hit the city of Anderson, we have a police escort to take us back to the high school. And the police come up to a railroad track right by the guide lamp factory. There was two big factories in Anderson, the GM plant where they built the cars, and then the guide lamp plant where they built all the lights for the dashboards and everything. So we get up to the guide lamp plant, and there's a train coming. And this never happens in Anderson, and the police got out and stopped the train. The police got out and stopped the train so our buses could get back to the school so we could celebrate back-to-back victory for a marching band. And that was hands down the two favorite memories of mine in high school with, you know, all my friends. And it really taught me, Mr. Hoffman and Mr. Deal really taught me at a young age that if you if you put your mind to something and you have the drive and determination to do it, you can do it. So, also at that time, I was given the opportunity to, I want to say it was my high school English teacher told me about junior achievement, and you couldn't do it as a freshman, but as a sophomore, I tried out for the, it wasn't a tryout. I wanted to do junior achievement for radio, and they had a radio program with the local radio station, WLHN, in Anderson at that time. And I did that and for 3 years, and it was really fun, met a lot of fun people. The name of the program was called Sound Effects. My senior year, I was the vice president of production, and my instructors were Jan Wagner, Gary Brummett, and Pete Van Balen, and they helped me immensely with my radio career to start it. That's why I got, that's where the seed was planted for me to go into radio. So I go through Anderson High, have a good experience there. I get accepted to, I wanted to go to Ball State University. I got accepted to Ball State University, but I didn't get accepted until the spring. And I'm like, well, that's no good. So I also got accepted to Indiana State, and I went there for a semester, and it just wasn't for me. So I got my grades together, transferred to Ball State, and had a great experience at Ball State University with radio. Now, it took me a while to get into the telecommunications department, excuse me, but I did, and I had to take a summer class before my sophomore year to get into it. But once I did, I was able to get into the student-run radio station called WCRD, and I did a really good job with that. And I was fortunate enough to, I was asked to do, everybody knew that I followed hip-hop. So I was able and fortunate enough to do a show called The Ruling Rhyme Show. And my nickname on The Ruling Rhyme Show was called Joe Maestro. And I produced every show on cassette, which is like bananas now. But I played, you know, everybody. I played Run DMC, The Beastie Boys, Cypress Hill, King T, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, De La Soul, and A Tribe Called Quest. And it was fun. It was really fun. At that time, I was also lucky enough to be on the public radio station there called WBST. I was able to interview, my first interview actually was with Clark Kellogg. And I was able to interview the Ball State basketball coach at the time, Dick Hunsaker. And my senior year, Steve Bell, who used to work for ABC News, ended up being a professor there, and I interviewed him as well. So I had a really good, some of my best radio memories was at Ball State, especially the hip-hop show. I had the most creativity there, and I really enjoyed it. And I wouldn't trade the college experience for everything. My senior year, I decided to go out in the business world in radio, and I worked for WAXT The Frog here in Anderson, and I was also producing WHBU, the Cubs and Reds games and NASCAR games and local sports talk shows. And that was interesting. That was an interesting time, good experience. So I with Ball State, you can pretty much get an internship anywhere you wanted, and I dreamed of being in radio in Indianapolis. So I had my choice of where I wanted to do my internships, and I ended up choosing Hoosier Hot 96.3 because it was a smaller station, and I thought I'd be able to get more hands-on experience there. Amazing adventure with so many cool people. I was Scott Wheeler's intern for 3 months. Decided to try my hand at television. I was a board operator with Bill Shirk's television station, TV53, which was constructed by my late friend Steve Miller. During that time, I was working about 60 hours a week on, before I did the television thing, I was working about 60 hours a week on Hoosier Hot 96 until 5, and then I'd go work at Karma Music from like 5 to 10 at 96 in Michigan on the west side with my buddy John Hurley. And I was also working weekends at Hoosier Hot 96, where I was producing sports shows and mix shows for Hoosier Hot 96. The television adventure at TV53 was interesting. Bill Shirk wanted music videos played on the station. So from I was the midday guy, I was there from noon to 6. I was given a bunch of videotapes and was told to create a video show from scratch. It was really tough the first couple of days, but thanks to my video classes at Ball State, I figured out how to do it. I was playing videos every day from my favorite artist, A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul. The station requested Taylor Dane and others, and all good things come to an end. I was replaced by computer automation after. So I was there till January 95. However, I was able to bounce back. I made it to a 104.1 WLBC in Muncie, where I was the overnight DJ where I started, and then I ended up being the night guy where I played adult contemporary, and I was there for about a year and a half. I'm not really sure to this day why I was let go, but I guess they just really wasn't really happy with my performance, and that's okay. So that happens in radio all the time. So, however, I landed at WXXP there in Anderson, thanks to my late friend Kevin Spencer, who I met at Hoosier Hot 96. And that was a great experience. I was the midday guy from 10 to 2 and was the public service director there. But the highlight of my career, I was able to be the MC for the George Carlin comedy show at the State Theater in Anderson. And you couldn't introduce George Carlin, so I introduced Dennis Blair, the opening comedian. So that was an amazing experience, and that was the highlight of my radio career, hands down. It was a very fun time. However, the station got sold and everybody got let go in December 98. After that, I worked part-time doing overnights for the Bear, which was country format, for about 6 months, and I decided to settle down and walk away from the radio game, and there was total silence for 19 years. My life changed dramatically. So in 2018, a high school classmate of mine, Paris, told me I should try out for Reading for the Blind in downtown Indianapolis, so I did. All the spots were full, except I suggested that I could be a comic book reader, and they didn't have anybody doing that, so I got the job as volunteer. I read The Origin of the Black Panther. It was a 40 comic book adventure, which took me 9 months to read, and I loved it. Loved every minute of it. Stan Lee created the character. I was also able to do V for Vendetta by Alan Moore with my friend Madeline for about 6 months. And I want to say a huge thank you to my friend Mandy for the experience. So here I am today with my podcast. I'm getting back in the game. And this is what I've always wanted to do. And I feel like I was meant to do it. I'm so glad to have you listening. And I really enjoyed the response. And another thing you can do when you listen to the podcast, like my friend Jules did, if you want to, you can leave a message. Tell me how I'm doing. I would really appreciate your feedback. So I some of the music that I listen to, I kind of have a format of what I follow that I play every day. So in the Monday mornings, I listen to inspirational music to get me through the day. And Lauren Daigle. I listen to Lauren Daigle driving into work Monday morning. Tuesday's classic rock, so that's usually The Police, Bob Seger, the usual classic rock stuff. Wednesdays, I'm a huge Coldplay fan. Thursdays, I do all the throwback stuff. So that's the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then Friday's Funky Friday. So that's, Prince, The Time, The Cameo, classic hip-hop, all that kind of stuff that I enjoy. So I hope you've enjoyed the podcast today. I'm going to be back here next week. And thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to me. I'm your host, Joe Voigt, for Indy's Local Flavor, and I'll see you next time.